last night on Thursday, May 25th, 2017, Wichita police received information that a vehicle matching the description that we put out earlier was at a Motel 6 in Wichita. When they responded on scene, that they were able to determine that the vehicle was the same vehicle that we put out. And they were able to make contact with Stephen Harris there at the motel and were able to arrest him and Cora Brown without incident. So we have Stephen Harris. That he was arrested on a warrant from Riley County District Court for first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, and his bond was set at $2 million. Cora Brown was arrested on a Riley County District warrant for possession of methamphetamine, and her bond was set at $20,000. And at some point in the future, they will both be transferred here to the Riley County Jail.
Now, I would imagine, too, that there perhaps could be other charges, too, as things progress. I'm guessing especially Cora Brown, you know, maybe aiding and eluding or whatever. But I don't know at that point. We'll just have to kind of see how that works out. But
right, yep.
And I know the other victim, we've continued to wonder who that is, the one who was in critical condition in Topeka. Still no further update on that?
Correct. Not yet at this point.
And I know the relationship between the victims, the suspect, you know, those kind of things will be a while yet before we know any of that or motive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this point, this is still an active investigation, so we're going to take our time to do it right, and then we can put out information later on.
I know a lot of people were nervous out there, and I know we pestered you daily throughout the week on this because there was so much concern about this, but you were working actively on this the entire week, even though maybe we didn't hear a whole lot during the week at different points of time.
Right, absolutely. Once it becomes, you know, an investigation and we're conducting a search, there's not a lot to put out. So we were just working as hard as we could behind the scenes here and with other agencies across the nation in an attempt to try and find Stephen Harris and Cora as well.
And I know that you had quite a few things to say, too, but it's all said and done.
Say that again?
You have all kinds of thanks that you expressed in your news release, too, to Wichita Police, I think, and citizens for some of the work that was involved there.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll probably continue to do that throughout the week, just to thank everyone who liked it and shared it and made it so that it was impossible for him to hide.
And I know we'll have Captain Tim Hagerty on our In Focus program a bit later this morning. Our thanks again to Public Information Officer Alexander Robinson, and hopefully you get some rest at some point.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.